Is sexual harassment the dark underbelly of the sporting culture? Well, that's the question we're asking today as we continue our Women in Sport series. Throughout history, women have stayed away from sport for a variety of reasons, but perhaps the biggest obstacle comes in the form of unwelcome sexual advances. Pat Itenyi is a former African heptathlon champion from Nigeria, and she now coaches young athletes at her base in the United States. She told me she was a victim of sexual harassment.
I remember some officials coming to me, you know, making all those sexual advances. In order for me to be on the team, I have to have sex with them.
And did you feel pressurized? Did you feel scared?
Yes. Because nobody to talk to about it. Because you can't go to the officials to report somebody and they're going to make you feel as if it's your fault. Thinking about it is still painful. So it's hard to talk about. It's not like they don't know what is going on. It's still going on up till now. It's a very difficult issue to talk about. And I know a lot of people that has experienced that too, but there's nothing we can do about it. You know, we've been talking about it and nothing has happened.
You obviously had the strength to get out of that situation, but what gave you that strength? How did you get out of it?
I was raised in a home that, you know, you can do anything you want to do and nobody can stop you. So I think being a strong person, knowing where I'm going, I mean, it helped a lot. I did not depend on anybody. So I was able to get a scholarship here, and that was the only way I could and did escape the...
It's obviously upset you talking about this, hasn't it? Bringing it all back.
It's something that I don't like talking about, but I have to help the young ones.
Is that really important to you, to try and get the benefit of your experience to them?
It's important. I'm a mother. I have a 7-year-old daughter. If my daughter wants to represent Nigeria in the future, if I can't travel with my daughter, it will be hard for me to let her go. I don't think I will do that. I don't think so.
How big a problem then do you think this particular issue of sexual harassment is?
It's a big problem. I can tell you now that it's still going on right now as I'm speaking to you. It's still going on. Nothing has been done about it, and they're not going to do anything about it. Because if you complain, the same people you complaining to are the same people that are doing it and has done it. So what are they going to do?
So what is the solution, Pat?
I don't know, because I've been speaking about this for a long time and I've become a scapegoat. You understand? So the thing I can do is just to help the young ones that wants to further their career and for them to understand that you can fight back. We need to keep talking about it and pushing forward and make sure that women coaches or women officials, they need to make these young girls feel comfortable that they can talk to them without being judged or without being told that it's your fault.
And would you think that many, many young African women who want to pursue a career in sport may have abandoned their careers because of this issue?
Yes, yes. I know a lot of parents that have told me that they don't want their girls out there because of this.
An emotional Pat Itenyi there speaking to me about her experiences. Well, statistics on sexual harassment in sport are minimal due to a culture of silence and secrecy. On a continent where women's rights are not exactly always top of the agenda, how do young women, desperate to make the team for the Olympics or some such big event, deal with a coach or official demanding sexual favours? A question for Dr. Mariam Kamara, an expert on gender equality and the empowerment of women in Senegal.
It's a difficult position for a young woman, an aspiring athlete, because you're having to submit your power over to someone and you're entrusting that person to be your guide, to replace any parental figure. And that's heavy. Most of these young women are in very close, intimate contact with the person that's their coach. And that person has to really be the building block. And when that trust is transferred into something else, that can be quite devastating.
So how important is sport as a vehicle to change people's perceptions of women?
You know, just any of the other sectors, I think sport is really important because sports is viewed in a way where, families come together, a whole nation can come together. Definitely, I think it helps change the view and the perception that we have of women, especially of African, young African women, as being only in one type of role. Seeing them being able to be exceptional athletes in any field, I think it's important for influencing the cultural beliefs that young women need to be brought up to be just good spouses, good mothers, and good partners in their home to their husbands.
And Dr. Kamara, if there is a sportswoman listening to this who is a victim of sexual harassment and is fearful of their coach or is in a situation that they desperately need to get out of, what is the one bit of advice you would give them?
The main important thing is to be able to break the wall of silence, and you will find help.
That's Dr. Mariam Kamara in Senegal.